This is program number LW2040. Well, it was a life of misery. That's what the son of Madeline Murray O'Hare says when he was an atheist and part of the battling campaigns against religion by his mother. He says his life was a life of misery. Hi, this is Larry West. It's been more than 20 years now since William J. Murray, the son of Madeline Murray O'Hare, was used as the plaintiff in his mother's lawsuit that gained a 1963 U.S. Supreme Court decision banning group prayer and Bible reading in public schools. William J. Murray says he was terribly wrong. He says, "I played a part in outlawing freedom of religious expression, and now I'd like to play a part in bringing religion back into our society." William says the anti-God life was one of constant conflict and inner chaos. He says it's a philosophy of dog-eat-dog, survival of the fittest. There's no universal moral code, no Ten Commandments. William says that for him, it's increasingly self-destructive. He says, "I drank heavily and took a lot of tranquilizers. The years I worked at the Atheist Center nearly destroyed me." He says nothing made any difference, no matter what you did. There were no rules, no absolutes of right and wrong, no order in the universe, no meaning to life. Then he says, "I couldn't handle the negativism." You know, I find it amazing. Nobody talks so constantly about God as those who insist there is no God. And what bothered William J. Murray so much is that, you know, when you are an atheist, you just don't have anybody to talk to, especially when you're all alone. I'm so glad there is a God. He is alive. In Him we live. In Him we survive. All nature screams there is a God. The Bible says the truth when King David, one of its writers, said a long time ago, "The heavens declare the glory of God," and He's a caring God, a loving God, a helping God. And whenever you let God into your life, you're never alone. Not ever really alone. The Bible says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God. I feel sorry for those who have no God to turn to. Got a story for you. Listen up. One night, a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from his life, for in each scene, he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to him, and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand, and he noticed that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in his life. Now, this really bothered him, and he questioned the Lord about it. "Lord," he said, "you said that once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But," he said, "I have noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me." And the Lord replied, "My son, my precious child, I love you, and I would never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I was carrying you." You know, it's a fact. You can laugh God out of your schools, you can laugh Him out of your books, you can laugh Him out of your life, but there's one thing for sure. You can't laugh Him out of your death. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Here's just one more thing about William J. Murray that I want you to know about today. In changing his life, and I do mean he's changed it, he said that he was helped in his new outlook by a lot of people. But he credits, now get this, he credits studying the Bible, quote, for at least 75% of his change of heart. I have a Bible study course I think could help you. If you just write me for it, it's free. Write me for it in care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.